Welcome to the Believe You Receive podcast. I'm Dr. Lorette Willis. Be encouraged, be inspired, get excited. I have faith-filled, fun-filled words, prayer, and declarations to help you be your best self. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." If the enemy can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. Have you heard that before? It's so true. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." How do you access the Lord's joy? Everything in the kingdom, everything you receive from God is received by faith. Do you know it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit? Yeah, Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's all the fruit of the Spirit. Well, how do you access it? You access it and it's developed when you use it. Use it by faith. You know what? There's a great way to do that, to learn about rejoicing, to experience it for yourself, to experience the joy of the Lord yourself. We have a wonderful workout on praisemoves.com that is so much fun. Goes into rejoicing. If you go to praisemoves.com, look under the About tab and you'll see Taste of Praise Moves and you'll see classes there. One of them is called Lift. Look for the Lift class. It will help you get in touch with joy and rejoicing on purpose. It's amazing. God wants you to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. This is from 1 Peter 1, verses 7 through 9, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, seeing what the Lord's doing in your life, whom, having not seen, you love. You haven't physically seen Jesus Christ, but you still love him. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, here we go, you rejoice with joy inexpressible, unspeakable, beyond words, and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We're thinking about salvation here, but also in the salvation of your life. All things put in order that the Lord wants. So, brother, sister, rejoice. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, do it on purpose, rejoice in the Lord on purpose. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if the enemy can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. Let's rejoice in the Lord right now. Hallelujah!
Hey, thank you for being with me today. To learn more about Praise Moves Fitness Ministry, go to praisemoves.com. To become a certified health coach with a biblical worldview, go to certifiedhealthcoachinstitute.com. And to learn how to renew your mind and retrain your brain at the same time, please go to betransformed.today. That's betransformed.today.